Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Today we're in John chapter 12, and the Pharisees have just said the world has gone after him, talking about Jesus. What they mean by that is that all different types of people are going after Jesus. Jesus is not just popular with the Jewish people, but with Gentiles as well. As an illustration of this, in this chapter, two Greeks want to meet with Jesus. And so they go and get Philip, whose name is a Greek name, and then Philip gets Andrew, and then they both go to Jesus. And it's this occasion that triggers Jesus to say, "The hour has come." Now watch this. The Greeks say, "We wish to see Jesus." Jesus answers by saying, "The time has come for me to be glorified." So I want to connect what the Greeks asked and how Jesus answered. They wanted to see something, and Jesus says, "The time has come for me to be made or to appear radiant and shining and majestic." That is what glory is. Glory is the condition of shining, brilliant, bright light. Jesus is going to be made that way. They say, "We want to see Jesus." Jesus says, "If you have eyes of faith, you're about to see him." But how? How is Jesus going to be made glorious or radiant? Will there be another transfiguration experience for all to see the blinding light of the glory of God like Peter and James and John did? Well, no. Notice the text. Jesus goes on to say, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." The glory of Jesus is made known through his death. How is Jesus' death glorifying? How can it bear fruit? Well, the Bible is the unfolding promise of God that he would provide a sacrifice to cover the sins of his people. He promised a Satan crusher in Genesis chapter 3. He led the people of Israel in the Old Testament to see that they needed a perfect sacrifice to cover the guilt of their sin, but animal sacrifices would never suffice as that perfect sacrifice. And then Jesus shows up on the scene, claiming to be God's son. What kind of love is this, that the eternal God would give his own son, and his own son would willingly follow through with God's plan? How deep is the Father's love for you, O sinner, to give you the gift of his son in a great exchange, where he takes on the punishment you deserve, and you get the righteousness you do not deserve? But that's exactly what happens in Jesus' death and resurrection. His death and resurrection bring forgiveness and eternal life to all those who would trust him and turn their lives over to him. And that is glory. As you pray today, please remember Boris Lebedev and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Cebuano LifeWord broadcast heard throughout the Philippines.